With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's discussions on climate change with our association members titled, Find Safety and Protection by Walking the Way of Heaven, delivered during the International Seminar in August 2008.
We have enough food to eat, actually. You're not taking food away from anyone. It's just that some eat too much, and the meat consumption is the worst. Meat consumption is the one that takes away all things, you know, water, cereals, and the vegetable protein, 90% of it. So it's taken away a lot of the world resource. Water, 70% of it. So even if we don't shower, we don't brush teeth, it amounts to nothing. When they don't stop eating meat, we're going to damage this planet. The resource will be running out. It's already running out. And also a lot of people stockpiling their food also because they worry about climate change. But before that, the food is already short. 62 million people are hungry worldwide this year alone because of meat diet. Because all the food are fed to the animals, the resource and the land and everything. I can never talk enough about that. It is ridiculous that somebody eats so much and somebody eats little. It's not like if they eat meat, then everything healthy and good and happy for them, yeah? And they could be enjoying forever. It's not. If they keep eating like that, they will also be gone. If the earth gone, finally, no more resource, nothing else to eat then. The knowledge that we gain from this world is not complete. It's not complete. It's okay just to add 2 and 2 make 4. That's it. But for every other thing in the universe, we have to rely on our wisdom in order to know. For example, like when I told you about the 4 or 5 years time, if we're not doing anything, then we'll be in trouble because the gas might be released from the ocean and we might be poisoned. It will be in the air. So I already mentioned that. Because if only rising water, you can get a boat, you know, a yacht if you're rich, or build one like Noah, or go live in a mountain, etc., etc., or go in the helicopter and wait, or have a helicopter that even park on the water. There are airplane and a helicopter which can land on water. Some people can afford it, and they may be able to kind of escape the danger of rising water. But not when we have poisonous gas in the air and all kind. And that was before I know about the scientists' discoveries, say, the year 2012. Now we have scientific evidence and support. So that's what it is. So that knowledge doesn't come from my school learning. No school have taught that. And I'm not like scientist Pussy that I sit there or I calculate all this weather forecast, or I know about all the agriculture or the ocean gas. I don't have time also to sit there and calculate by mathematics and come to that conclusion. I just know that from insight. And then later on, it turns out that I was correct. And since we have the scientific backup, then we could go out to help, you know, disseminate this kind of information or go to help people. So I have to thank the scientists for this, because without their backup, I don't know if I can even tell you to go out to distribute flyers about the climate change and all that. Every time they predict something, it did not happen. But I'm telling you why it did not happen either. There are more enlightened people in the world, more vegetarian people, more compassion, more helping each other, more loving kindness in the world. Then this is powerful. It keeps pushing the negative power away, away from the edge, away from harm. And so the more we are doing our program right now, like having Supreme Master Television, broadcasting all the constructive news, and the more you distribute the flyers, more people become vegetarian, then of course, the more stable the planet, weather and safety will be. That's what it is.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating, heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
Nowadays, disasters are more frequent than ever. If it's not earthquake, then it's a storm, typhoon, drought. Western America now worry about water, okay? This is even more permanent disaster than just an earthquake, which lasts not long, okay? Anyway, the bad karma has to be paid. If the people turn to noble lifestyle, Just even be vegetarian to save the planet, to save the animals, that's enough to save them also. But they have to listen, okay? Even if you pray for the earthquake not to happen, something else will happen to those people who have to experience this kind of things, unless they turn their heart around and take refuge in their own loving, great power, compassionate nature. That's their only refuge, okay? If you pray for this not to happen, next thing, another thing will happen. And sometimes, the more delay, the more interest. Yeah? Karma has to be regulated. I'm very sorry. If we could pray for everything to stop, I would have told you. We can also pray. It might be minimized. But might be minimized in some sense, but the people who have to experience it have to go through it some other way or somewhere else later on, and maybe even more intense. They have to experience more intensive consequences. We know this is not good, and we see all the cruelty and all the cleansing action going on the planet. On one hand, we feel very sorry for the people. On the other hand, it's not much help we can do for them, except telling them that you can help yourself, mm-hmm. Yes, by turning back to your own positive power, yes, by being kind, you will be looked upon kindly. By saving lives, your lives will be protected. Treat others with love, you will be treated like that, and more, multiple times in return. Yeah?
Yeah.
We can pray for world peace, we can pray for the planet as a whole, but people have to change. Because, okay, suppose we save them now, this earthquake won't happen, and the people's lives will be spared. But their life, it will be the same. They will continue the same old life. You know, they will eat meat, drink, or killing animals, warring with each other, drinking alcohol and damaging themselves. Then after they die, they will go back to another planet or go back here and suffer the same fate, maybe even more. The more we delay, the more we have to pay.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 1.8 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion in the United States, up to $210 to $665 billion globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage. Alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
We know Master and all the brothers there in our group and other group try to voice about the global warming. But scientists say this is the government does not listen to them. So the question is, if all the governments on the world don't listen to the scientists or don't listen to Master, yet what would happen for the beings in the future?
What happened? You will see what happened. Okay?
Yes.
I don't want to say yes or no right now. All right? I hope it's okay. I hope they will change. And I'm fixing my attention on that. It's better to fix attention on the positive. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Not only the flood, but the fire from the volcano hidden in the earth will also broke out. And it's difficult to hide from both.
Yes.
And also erosion, a lot of things. And not just that, the diseases, yeah? Shortage of water, and people might die slowly and agonizingly. And I just hope that they won't come, or at least to the majority of the people, that they will change their way of life. Because only walking in the way of heaven that they will find safety and protection. There's nothing else that can help them in this time of urgency. Yeah? That's why I keep telling them, have to be compassionate, have to be vegetarian, turn away from blood, turn away from killing, turn away from murderous action or supportive action. Because when people eat meat, it's a pitiful. They just don't know what they're eating. They know it, but they just don't really think too much about it. It's already made, it's chopped into pieces, put them on the table, you know? So mostly they do not realize that there's so much suffering going behind this piece of meat. So they keep eating it. But even if they don't kill the animals themselves, but the collective bad karma still will go onto them. But because of the excuses that they don't know, they have not been truly educated about the harmful side of meat. Not just physical, yes, but the spiritual, mental, emotional, everything for the soul. They have not been truly educated on that topic. So because of that excuse, heaven is still lenient and waiting for them to turn around. And I do hope they turn around. Yes. That's why we're doing our best to inform them, to tell them the truth about meat. And so we hope that they can understand it soon. It's too late now to save the whole planet. It's too late now to save everybody on the planet. We can save some, okay? Only if they turn around. If they turn around one step, heaven will come to them 99 steps. It's a time of grace, but it's not extended forever. It can be postponed for a while on the intervention of good people, spiritual people, loving people like yourself, like your brother and sister here, praying for grace for other people. Yes, it could be extended for a while, postponed for a while, so that they have a chance to turn around. But it cannot be extended forever. It's very sad for people who are not educated about this, you know, and have been told oppositely. That's why I feel sorry for the people. They don't know what they're doing.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
There are some reports that people are listening. You know, from Global Conservation Organization, WWF, World Wildlife Fund, yeah, states that although the average Briton uses only 150 liters of water per day for activities such as drinking and washing, the indirect or virtual water used through food and textile purchases brings the average up to 4,645 liters per day. So much of this hidden amount is coming from meat consumption. Now that, meat, wonderful, wonderful. I mean, some, yeah. I wish the whole world just say the word. Veg, yeah. They say just one word that we like very much, the magic word, veg. Every time they take photo, say veg, you know. Please, veg. So much of this come from meat consumption, as I told you, yeah? With the meat and dairy lifestyle using some 5,000 liters of virtual water per day versus a vegetarian diet's use of around 2,000 liters. I think it's less. Less vegetarian and more for the meat. But they just, you know, calculate approximately. These findings are supported, mark this, by another report commissioned by, mark this again, UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown, which recommends a reduced consumption of meat and dairy for personal and environmental health. I told you so. No, truly, when I read this, I was so happy, happy. Finally, somebody did something. I think he's so brave. Prime Minister. We support him. Hurrah! Hurrah! Yeah, I'm going to write him a thank you letter. All of you, the Britain, you know, write him. Thank you. He's so brave. I love this guy. Oh, such a good guy. Who would believe it? He even recommends reduce the consumption of meat and dairy even for personal and environmental health. Wow. He probably is the first prime minister ever said this openly. He's a cool guy, hey. So cool. Such a good news like this, huh? Beautiful. This report, commissioned by British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. My God, this is the best thing he ever done to his soul and his country and his world. Bravo, applause. Yeah. The report even, you know, commissioned by him, by His Excellency, Prime Minister, even point out the known health risks of consuming meat and dairy, which include, you know, cardiovascular disease, cancer disease, illness, and even death from contaminated meat products. The report also highlights livestock's significant contribution to global warming. Wow. All right. Look like we have hope. To begin setting the trend, you know, for the whole global vegetarianism.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock.